This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Frank's with us. And I mentioned Mobil 1. I really, really, really like Mobil 1 full synthetic oil. And I really like the European car formula, 0W40. And what that means is there's a society of automotive engineers, and they have a viscosity index. And the lower the number, the thinner the oil would be. The higher the number, the thicker the oil would be. So when you look at what's commonly used as 5W30 weight oil, that is not the quality of the oil, that's the viscosity of the oil, how thick it is, how pourable it is. So in cold weather, you'd like it to be able to flow. In hot weather, you don't want it to thin out so it's as thin as water, because you want to maintain some lubricity. And so 5W30, 5 would be, 5W stands for 5 winter. That's a winter grade oil, very thin. And this oil will act like 5W, 5 weight oil when it's cold, and when it's hot, it becomes more like a 30 weight, more of a summer weight oil. 0W40 would be 0 winter and 40 weight summer. And I like that better because, as Frank was talking about, these engines don't like starting. I'm talking about generator engines don't like starting in the winter. So they'd like a thinner oil. But in the summertime, do you want to change the oil, you know, every season? So if you go with 5W30, that's pretty good. And that's what pretty much all these generator manufacturers recommend, whether they be Briggs & Stratton or any of the other brands, Generac and the others. I like 0W40 because it's better than the 5 weight in the wintertime. It's a little thinner. And in the summer, it's a little thicker than the 30 weight. So it has more viscosity. I like that better. And I really like the European additive package. So that's what's going in our generators, both air-cooled and water-cooled. And now, a little different is that we have a couple Cub Cadet tractors here. It is like garden tractors or riding lawnmowers, if you want to call them that. One of them was built around 1962 and has a 42-inch cut, and the other was built way newer than that. And it has the 1962 has a one-cylinder Kohler engine, cast iron engine, and it's 10 horsepower, 42-inch cut. The newer one has a Briggs & Stratton engine, a V2, much bigger engine, probably like 18, 20 horsepower. And in those engines, I don't use them in the wintertime. So I don't want a thin oil. I want a thicker oil. And believe it or not, I use diesel engine oil in those. Diesel engine oil. I use 15W40 because I think it has the lubricity that will make those engines run cooler and last longer. And I think it really does. So for the generators, I really like the synthetic oil, because they are in extreme conditions. Typically, the generator will kick on in the wintertime when it's brutally cold, or in the summertime when it's brutally hot. And those are the times when the grid is stressed. So I'm all for the synthetic oil in the generators, and it is better. You will, when I first experimented with fully synthetic Mobil 1 oil back around 1985, I noticed that every vehicle I put it in got 1 mile per gallon better mileage. That's what I noticed. And if you think about it, why would the automobile manufacturers use synthetic oil? Because it's slipperier. Because it gives them a slight, slight advantage in miles per gallon. That's why. And the engines last longer if you use it. But so many people say, you know what, I can get that 1995 oil change, and that's the cheapest oil and the cheapest filter, and their engines pay for it. Frank, back to you.
Yep. No, great class on that oil. I've always was a little confused with the, about the W, which stands for internouns there and so on and so forth. For our class, for our students, obviously, if you do have a generator, I recommend that you have, if you haven't looked and opened that top, to actually do it sometime today. Because see, what I find, Vince, when I'm going to customers' homes and check their generator, is you open the lid and there's a whole bunch of oil sitting in the bottom of the generator. Why? Mostly because there's vibration. And if that a filter was not put properly, then it is going to leak. And even though there's a sensor in the Generac, but it's still, the sensor only comes when there's hardly any oil in there. So here's a beautiful little thing. If you have a generator and we want to keep it going and make it last as long as Vince says until one dies, do that. And it is something that I can recommend. Like, I don't have much knowledge of the internals of a generator, but I have changed oil in a generator, so it's not that hard to do. Do you have a little pump that pumps the oil to the last degree out of a generator, Vince, or shall we just kind of...
No, I can discuss that.
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay. Before we do that, I wanted to mention something. So, Frank, you live where it's really cold, and you mentioned oil in the bottom of the cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's something called a breather. So when the piston goes down in an engine, it creates pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And if that pressure cannot be relieved, there's a hose or a relief valve. Sometimes, more modern engines might have a PCV valve, which is positive crankcase ventilation. So there has to be relief of the pressure. Otherwise, you'll blow the seals and the gaskets, like valve cover gaskets in an engine. Now, in your country, I don't mean Canada per se. I mean where it's really cold. You know,
where it's really cold, yeah.
Where, you know, like or in our country
here.
Yeah, in Missouri, where it's really cold. If you start a generator or a gasoline engine, moisture is in the air, and moisture collects in the crankcase, the internals of the engine, and it mixes with the oil. And if you've seen this, class, if you take off the oil fill cap of an engine, you might see what looks like a light yellow mayonnaise-looking stuff.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that, Frank?
Yes, I have.
Okay, what that is, that's the moisture that was in the engine that has mixed with the oil and has risen to the coolest part of the engine, which is the top. So that means there's moisture in the oil or water in the oil. That means that that engine has had short trips and hasn't really warmed up sufficiently to boil off that moisture. So, for example, they used to say, that's a cream puff car. You ought to buy that used car because, you know, it was owned by this little old lady, and she only used it to go to church just down the road, you know, 1 mile, and she'd come back. And so, you know, it's 10 years old and has 3,000 miles on it. That's a cream puff. That is not a cream puff because the oil has not had a chance to warm up, and there's not much lubrication in oil mixed with water. So that's what that is. So what Generac and other companies do is they have the engine start once a week and run for 15 minutes. Now, where you are in cold country, that may not be long enough to boil off the moisture that's in the engine oil. So if that's the case, that's what you're seeing. Now, in addition, because of that, the moisture collects in this ventilation tube, this breather, if you will, that goes into the air cleaner. And if it freezes, gets trapped in there as a few drops of moisture, it freezes, and then the pressure cannot be relieved by the pistons going downward, which will cause the oil to blast out of the oil filter gasket and out of the oil filter dipstick tube.
That's amazing.
So that's what that could be as well.
Yeah,
so
could very well be that. Yeah.
So I would say look at that oil fill cap, and if you see that, you know, white mayonnaise-looking stuff, certainly wipe that off with a clean rag.
Yeah.
But that means the engine's not running long enough and hot enough to boil it off. So if it's really, really bad, you need to change the oil. But that's after you run the engine and get the oil warm enough to put that goo in suspension. Now, about the pump to pump out the oil, no. What I do, the only time I change an engine oil is when the engine's hot, whether this is a lawnmower or a generator or a truck or a car or a tractor. I only do what the lawyers say don't do. The lawyers say, don't you all be changing oil when it's hot. You can burn yourself, and that's absolutely true. So what I do is I wear latex gloves, and I'm really careful that I don't get the oil dripping on my hand because you can burn yourself. But I immediately upon shutting that engine down, let's say I go on a trip to the big city, Springfield. It's an hour there, run around town a little bit, come back. So now the engine's really good and hot. The contaminants are in suspension. I have everything ready. I immediately raise the dipstick tube. The dipstick in the tube to allow air to go in the dipstick. And I pull the drain plug. And the oil comes racing out. And then I pull the oil filter and let that drain for at least overnight. Okay? And that's my procedure. Now, there's another thing that I've done, which is very, very risky. And I suggest nobody do this. But this is what I do. I take a paper towel, a top quality paper towel. You can't use the cheap ones because you will regret it if you do. I take one paper towel, one of those that you can have, the half-size paper towels, which is like half a sheet. Take that, and long ways, I roll it into a small, about the size of a number two pencil. I roll it in the same direction over and over and over, and I slowly twist it into the drain pan. And I make sure that I can get it out. And then I leave a tail hanging down about 2 inches. And here's what happens. Capillary action will soak up the oil that's in the bottom of the drain pan that has not dripped out. This is after the engine's dripped in overnight. And, there's one drop every 30 seconds left. Then that's when I do this. And that paper towel will become black. Even if the oil comes out brown, the paper towel will become black because that's where all the sludge is. And it will soak up a lot of the sludge and, through capillary action, pull it right out of the drain pan. But you have to be really careful that you thread it in, twisting it, using the direction that you've twisted that paper towel.
Yeah.
And the paper towel has to be a real loose fit, really loose, through the drain plug hole. And then you unthread it the same way. And you might want to let it continue dripping for another day. And you won't believe how well that works. But I suggest you don't do it because the worst thing that could happen is that you don't get that paper towel completely out, which is why you have to use a top quality paper towel. And I use Member's Mark from Sam's Club. Works great. So have you ever heard of that, Frank?
I have because I've been a student, and you once, a number of years ago, you described that, and it's just a beautiful little trick.
And it works. And
I
it really
listened
does.
To you. Yeah. I must have had it recorded someplace in my notes. But that's when we come back.
Yeah. Frank, I'm sure you have a lot for today's syllabus, and when we come back,
are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, From totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India, Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
In class, I really enjoyed broadcasting with Frank. He's a wealth of information. Frank, what's next on your syllabus?
Well, we were going to talk about batteries. I was going to start from the smallest batteries available, AAAs, AAs. However, we might just reverse the process and talk about the big batteries, which is the next thing that our students can obviously diagnose and change in a generator. And you may be able to help us because obviously, one of the things that generator needs to come every week for in Canada, they're recommending half an hour. Imagine every Friday at 2 o'clock, that's what you want for your generator to run for about a half an hour. Imagine all the propane that's being used. But, hey, they're handy, and they're very important, and that's why you don't need a 20K generator if you need to do certain specific things in the house, because it is 30, half an hour of that running and burning up your propane. But going back to the battery in a generator, like, they come with one, and it all depends, obviously, on the installer. I've seen them buy the cheap batteries, and I've seen some of the good batteries. Is there a battery like the oil that you would recommend for a generator? I think I'm being...
Yeah, there is.
It's your question, there is.
We've tried and seen lots of different makes and models of batteries.
Uh-huh.
And we're talking about automotive batteries right now, class. So here's what I've learned. I, I've looked at the inside of them. And so let's say there's a group size that a battery has. Now, if you have a General Motors vehicle, it might be a 58, Group 58, which is a classification for the length, the width, and the height of the battery. And you might have one that's a, a Group 24, Group 27. Group 27 is a larger battery. And the number of the group size really doesn't relate exactly to the physical dimension. So a 27 actually is bigger than a 58. So what I've done is I've looked at the capacity within a group size. So when I buy a battery, I look for the dimensions of the area that will hold the battery. What is the largest physical battery size that I can put in there? I look at the length, the width, the height, and then I translate that into a chart that tells me what group battery that would be. Then once I find the group, I can look at AutoZone, I can look at Pep Boys, I can look at O'Reilly, Walmart, and I can look for the capacity of the battery. And then typically it's in cold cranking amps or cranking amps. And so the next thing I do is I look at the warranty and I look at the price. And typically what happens is, even though the group size is the same, let's say a Group 24, for example, the size of the lead plates that are in there may not reach close to the bottom of the box that the battery's in, the plastic box that they put the plates in. So there might be more solution and less lead plates. So just because they're the same physical size doesn't mean they're the same capacity. So capacity means more plates and larger plates. So those are some things to consider. And then the warranty. Does the warranty relate to how long it lasts? Well, actually, it sort of does. So if you buy one that's warrantied for 1 year, you're not going to get too much more than 1 year out of it. If you get one that's a 3-year free replacement, they seem to be about the best in terms of design, durability, and probably overall cost, or value, I should say. So what I do is, Walmart batteries seem to work by the clock. I mean, if you get a 3-year warranty, they seem to quit just after 3 years, after the warranty. Now, AutoZone has a great warranty. If you have a AutoZone product that fails, they don't beat you up and they don't say, prove it. They just give you another one and give you your money back. So I really like the life expectancy of the AutoZone branded batteries. I like the Walmart price. So what I do is I have AutoZone match Walmart's price.
You're quite the buyer.
That's the truth. And it really, really works well. I was able to get $180
batteries. Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Former President Donald Trump appealed the Colorado Supreme Court's decision removing him from the ballot to the U.S. Supreme Court. The High Court quickly agreed to decide the case. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul agrees with the court's decision.
Without question, the Supreme Court has to hear it. When I hear that it's going to be almost a month, though, until the hearing and perhaps longer to the ruling, I'm concerned that even that's too long. I think there needs to be an emergency injunction to shut down any of the states that are wanting to do this.
Millions along the East Coast are under a winter weather. Millions along the East Coast are under winter weather alerts this weekend. Forecasters say a storm will dump a mix of rain and snow in some cities like New York and Washington, D.C., while Boston could get slammed with at least 6 inches of snow, while other parts of upstate New York could get over a foot of snow. This is USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my
when you go
to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So what I really want to do is I want to get a battery that has a 3-year warranty, and I'm not too crazy about ones that have less than a 3-year warranty, because I don't think they're going to last very long. And replacing a battery is a real pain in the neck. And here at the farm, we've got probably about 40 or more 12-volt lead-acid batteries. And I don't want to replace 40 of my year, so that's why we go for the longer warranty ones, and they seem to work out pretty well. We have a battery, several battery testers and load testers, And there's one that's a kind of a rectangular shape, and it has a resistance package in it. And what it's like a toaster on the inside. It has an element that heats up. And what it does is it puts a load on the battery. You take these heavy cable clamps, you put them across the terminals, the positive and the negative, and you press this button, and it will read on a meter the voltage. And it will tell you, there's lots of scales on there, they'll tell you whether the battery tests well under load or not. So it's one thing to test the voltage, but it's another thing to test the voltage under a load. And if you're going to start an engine, which is what you're going to be doing with your generator, or your car or truck, you're going to be starting it under a load. So you want to know what the battery will do performing under a load. And that's what these testers will do. And they used to be available for around $20. So it's here's one. It's made by Harbor Freight. It's not great, but it works. Sen-Tech. It's a 100-amp, 6 and 12-volt battery load tester, $21.99. That's kind of like the one we have. It's similar in design. Then we have another one. That's a digital battery tester. It has these cable clamps and has a shunt across the cable so that it literally simulates a load. And it will give you a digital display without being battery powered. It will tell you it's powered by the battery itself that you're testing. And it will tell you how many cranking amps that the battery has. And what I do is I test it. I test brand new ones, too. And that's why I like AutoZone. You know, if you buy a 710 cranking amp battery, it comes in like almost 800. So it's better than advertised. So I kind of like that. And the other thing I do is I have wall-mounted battery chargers. So I took, you know, standard battery charger that you leave on the floor and you plug in with an extension cord, and I put a 50-foot orange extension cord on the DC side. So coming out of the battery charger, going to the cable clamps, is this extension cord that I inserted to make the cable clamps longer. So I hang the battery charger on the wall where it can run cool, and I just drag the cord, the orange cord, 50-foot cord, to whatever I'm going to charge. And I talk to the company that manufactures that battery charger. I said, can I do this? And they said, no, it won't work. And I said, well, I am doing it. They go, wait, hold it. Let me just recalculate this. And they go, yeah, it will work. And that's kind of what I thought. So that's the way I do it. And so don't let your batteries go dead. If they go dead, they're never going to come back to where they were. Don't let them go below 80% of a full charge. And Frank, have you ever used a desulfator? It's kind of a cool tool.
No,
it's
I have.
A solid-state module, size of a deck of cards. It has two cable clamps. And what it does is you hook up the positive end to the positive terminal of the battery, negative to the negative, and it automatically reads the battery voltage. It says, okay, if it has enough charge, it will recognize whether it's a 12-volt battery or 24, and it will pulsate. It has a capacitor in there, and it charges up the capacitor, and then it blasts maybe 70 volts to the 12-volt battery. In a pulsing, you know, I go bam, bam. And I put them on like for a day, you know, every few months. And what it does is it brings the battery right back to its best possible condition. It just blasts the sulfate off the plates of the lead plates. It works great.
Is that the name of the sulfator?
Just use it a little bit, you know, for a few hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called a desulfator.
Wow.
And so it might be $20.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The one I have, if you look it up, look up Alibaba, and it's blue in color and has a red display. So it's about the size of a deck of cards. And it comes from China. And I've tried a whole bunch of them, and this one seems to be the best. And it's blue. There are plenty of others that are different colors. That's not the one you want. This one has a blue heat sink around it, and it's great. So right now in our shop, I've got three of them running on three battery chargers, and I'm just restoring. I'm restoring the batteries because I don't want them to last 3 years. I want them to last like 10. And sometimes I get 10 out of them.
I'm going to coin less than
a lifetime.
There's one
other thing. here's another thing. The sealed batteries, I'm not too crazy about them. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you why. Because I can't top off the electrolyte. Mm-hmm. If I can't top off the electrolyte, I can't extend the life. Mm-hmm. So I want the ones that I can put, you know, distilled water in. Mm-hmm. Back to you.
Well, I so much enjoy being a student sometimes, and now I'm going to be kind of a student and ask you things I've always wanted to ask you, but never. one example is how to decide if it's the charger, like from the on the car to the battery, a voltmeter in DC will tell me if the charger is actually working properly. I kind of been told it needs to be 1 or 2 volts above the 12 volts. Is that kind of correct? Is that one of the things that you would say and do?
That is correct. That is correct. That is correct. And here's why. A 12-volt battery is like 2.1 volts per cell.
Mm-hmm.
So, or maybe 2.2 volts per cell. So it's really like 13.2 volts, 12-volt battery. And in order to charge that, you can't charge 13 volts. We'll round it. You can't charge 13 volts with 11.5 volts.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. You have to have more voltage going into the battery, just a little bit more. Not too much more, but just a little bit more. And so typically a battery charger will charge like 13.6 volts, something like that, maybe 13.7 for what's rated at a 12-volt battery. Now, in terms of, I think you're asking about an alternator in a car. How do you tell
if
it's the alternator or the battery? Okay. Well, battery is only a storage device. It does not generate electricity. It's not like a solar panel that generates electricity. It just stores it. So you have to charge the battery with something else, whether it be a battery charger or a what used to be on older, like 1920s, 30s, 40s, 50s automobiles, it's called a generator, and or an alternator. So the battery has to be charged with something. And the idea is the battery has to hold enough charge so they can spin that engine to start the engine. And once the engine is started, there's a belt that turns an alternator. And the alternator puts the charge back into the battery that was just used for starting the engine.
Mm-hmm.
So starting an engine takes a tremendous amount of energy. I mean, literally, I don't think a person could crank an engine over by hand. I don't think so. It takes, probably 2 horsepower to start an engine. And we don't have, we're like 1/10 of a horsepower, so we can't do it. So the alternator, here's a quick test. If you want to find out if your alternator's good or bad. So at night, if you have your engine running, and you can aim your lights, let's say, at a garage door, you have the engine running with the lights off and then turn the lights on. And if the lights get brighter as you accelerate the engine in park from idle, then your alternator is probably working.
Wow.
If the lights don't get brighter, it probably is a bad alternator. Now, what you can do for free is you can take your car to any of the big box automobile stores, O'Reilly, AutoZone, Pep Boys, and they will test your alternator for free and your battery. And what they'll do is they'll come out with this rolling cart, and they have a computerized machine, and it will test the alternator. They'll say, okay, start your engine, bring it up to 1,500 RPM, and then there'll be a printout at the end that they'll hand you, and it'll tell you whether your battery's good, bad, the alternator's good, bad. And typically what happens with the alternators is there's a series of diodes, and one of them will go bad. And when one goes bad, the alternator won't work very well. And then what you'll have is what's called a phantom load, or your alternator will discharge the battery while your car is sitting parked with the engine off. So overnight, you may have a dead battery because your alternator's bad.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the easiest way. Those are two easiest ways to test. Now, if you want, you can buy that device I was talking about at Harbor Freight, which will be the battery load tester. It will tell you how to test the alternator. It's just two clamps, two simple
mm-hmm.
clamps. It's like booster cables.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great tool to have. And for our class, I suggest you get one, you know, for $21.99. I suggest you get one. Now, it's not going to last forever because it's, you know, it's Chinese. It's not, you know, it's not a professional tool, but it's a great tool for the handyman, do-it-yourselfer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the real one is probably going to cost, you know, several hundred dollars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to get the, you know, a professional model, but this one will be just fine, and it'll probably last 10 or 15, maybe even 20 years.
Well, that's great, 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 great information. Going down to the smaller batteries, just in case the student thinks that Mrs. Pacheco is so lucky to have a guy around the house that can repair anything and do anything. Well, sometimes we are what, the shoemaker's home. I have a fridge that there's no water coming out. And last year I was putting things away for Christmas, and I decided, or not decided, kind of forgot to remove the small batteries, the double A's and triple A's. So when we set up for Christmas this year, what a mess I had.
What happened?
The batteries leak, huh? And
oh, yeah, absolutely.
I literally had to clean every contact and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of battery operated things for our enjoyment. One of them is obviously the unreal candles that look like rain. Mrs. Pacheco and I, we do like our candles, but it's hard to have the sometimes real ones going all the time. Yeah, so that was class students. I don't know if you experienced. I'm sure everybody has experienced batteries that have leaked. Basically, it's just mostly of them were the alkaline style, and see, and what I found, which is really interesting, and I start questioning myself, is some of the components, it was fine, others were not. And I am thinking that something, even though the power was off to these units, there's a bit of leakage of charge from these batteries, which
yep.
I believe allowed some sort of pressure to be built with the gas, as it was... like a phantom voltage.
Yes.
Do you know anything about that? Or
yeah, I believe you're right. And we'll be right back. We'll talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah. Reduce their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Frank's with us. So we're talking about little cells now. So, class, a battery is a collection of cells. So if you have a D cell, an old flashlight size cell, that would be a cell, not a battery. They call them batteries, but they're really cells. And then if you have a double A, that would be a small one, that's still a cell, because it's not a collection of cells. I'm sorry, it's not a battery because it's just one cell.
Wow.
And AAA, same thing. So, but a 9-volt is a battery because that actually has multiple cells in the 9-volt package. That is a battery. All right, so what causes these battery or cells to leak? Well, typically, alkaline batteries. Now, alkaline means the opposite of acid. So there's acid, and then there are bases. So pure water is a scale of 0 to 14, okay? Zero would be a really, 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 really strong acid, like hydrofluoric acid.
Mm-hmm.
Sulfuric acid is almost as strong. And hydrochloric acid might be a pH of 1. Lemon juice, vinegar might be a pH of 2. Grapefruit juice, pH of 3. Okay. Urine and saliva, like 6. All right. Seawater is, pure water is 7, so that's right in the middle. We'll call it neutral. Then seawater is basic, not acid, and that would be 8. And baking soda would be 9. And then drain cleaner would be like 14. All right. So that's the scale. Now, in terms of batteries, why do they leak, or these cells, why do they leak? Because they have a base in them, and the chemical process creates hydrogen gas, which if too much gas comes out, it ruptures the cell, and they start leaking. And they leak a base, not an acid. So what do you do to clean them up? Well, you could use vinegar on a Q-tip. And then you want to rinse off the vinegar on a Q-tip. So that's what happens. But there are there could be loads where these cells are being drained while you're not using the device. Maybe they're not completely switched off internally. by design,
yeah.
and that could cause this. And also, if you mix cells, so let's say you have two different brands, they might be two different chemistries, and they are likely to cause each other to leak.
Oh,
so
man.
You don't want to mix old cells and new cells. You don't want to mix different brands. And if they do leak, it used to be like if you had Duracell or Energizer, and you had like a one of those aluminum flashlights, those expensive two mm-hmm. or three cell aluminum flashlights, if you had a leak, you couldn't get the caps off to take the old cells out. So you just send the whole flashlight, you know, if they were ever ready, you'd send the flashlight to the address on their website and they'll send you a new flashlight. Okay. So a lot of them are guaranteed against leakage and against the damage that they do cause.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have some of those cells, find out what the address is and
mm-hmm.
contact them and maybe get a replacement. But they leak. They all leak.
They all leak. Doesn't matter. Yes, right. But what information, like different brands, for sure, no. And if they have different voltages, then that's probably why, because we have so many different brands. Oh, my goodness. Vince, this is a class. This was your class, and the information that you provided today is like, what's the saying? just totally fantastic. Do you believe in OxyGuard?
You know,
go on.
Yeah, I don't use that. I do not use that.
Okay, so it's not a recommendation.
Do you use that?
Well, I
no,
was trying
to talking
find
about
a way
aluminum?
Because I do use it in some situations in my other job where I don't want things to rust so I thought it might be a good thing for the battery contacts, but you don't think it's the right way to go?
I'll tell you what I do use. So
mm-hmm.
I haven't done it for dry cells or batteries, but I use it for electrical contacts.
That's
it's
right.
called dielectric grease.
Oh.
That's what I use. And
dielectric
literally
grease.
What that does is it's a grease. Yeah, it's pretty expensive. Like a half a toothpaste tube size would be like $8.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really slippery. Seems
mm-hmm.
like it's a synthetic type grease. It's kind of a clear, looks clear. And what it does is it prevents moisture from getting to the contacts. So
mm-hmm.
if you have a light bulb in a car, like an incandescent older style light bulb, I put that on the, around the brass
mm-hmm.
part of the light bulb and on the lead contacts. And so it forms a barrier to prevent the salt from corroding
wow.
that connection point. It works. Wow. It works really well.
Ben, this is your class today, and it was totally tremendous, and it was so nice talking to you. And being able to ask the questions right on air, and I'm hoping that our students learn from it, because we had beautiful points, beautiful things that we... I have, believe it or not, I'm sitting in my desk, and I have about five pieces of paper here with things that I'm going to look at from what we've discussed today. So nice discussing and so nice yeah. helping our students.
Frank, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. And I'll see you at the same time next week. I'm not sure if Sergey will be able to be here or not, but this may end up being 2 hours of Frank.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.